Hello, this is Mary Lindo. I am so pleased that you are joining me for this week's teaching podcast. This podcast is prayerfully created each week with the intention of giving you a time of resting in the Lord and for allowing Him to speak into your life through 3 to 5 minute messages and prophetic impressions and insights. Each message is meant to assist you in cultivating your love for the Word of God, combined with the power of His Holy Spirit, confirming His words over your life. Gather your Bible and a cup of coffee or tea, and take a few minutes each week to sit back and allow the peace of God to wash over you as you enjoy soft background music that inspires a restful time of worship and tender moments with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And now, let's begin this week's podcast. Today's podcast is titled, Nothing More, Nothing Less. This is a prophetic word. The Spirit of the Lord is saying, be very careful whom you share your treasures with. How many pearls have you cast before piggish souls in the past, only to have them ground to powder? The servant Paul the Apostle was more than a new herald in the order of the day. He stirred up old systems and disturbed demonic religious strongholds. You must be ready to power up for years of opposition and hordes of religious factions and fracturers of truth. The past years of agony have been hard, soldierly-like boot camp, elite forces training. It will not go away. You must simply learn that it is my duty to do the fighting for you. Just be certain that you are only speaking what I have told you to. Nothing more, nothing less. This is a time in the kingdom where we all must soberly count the cost of what we are about to step into on every level. If there is not the peace of the Holy Spirit resting on those whom you are involved with, then don't move into anything until the peace comes. Gatherings and movements can feel real exciting and purposeful until conflict, control, and competition show up. The apostolic and prophetic saints in Acts fasted, ministered to the Lord, and then the Holy Spirit spoke. We have all learned many a painful lesson in the past from experiences of overplanning, programming, and hurrying to help God out. To everything, there is a season, a time. Until you have a full green light, don't move. It will keep you from having to backtrack, and it trains in humility. Acquaintance or relationship? Ask yourself the following question. Are you simply an acquaintance, or are you working in relationship with others and those whom you feel are to move into a more kingdom-minded level of spiritual intimacy with? Before I finish with what the Spirit of God would have me share in a final prophetic word, I am impressed to share with you the difference between the two words, acquaintance and relationship. Acquaintance, number one, somebody who was known slightly rather than intimately. Number two, knowledge, usually slight, of somebody or something. Relationship, number one, the connection between two or more people or groups and their involvement with each other, especially as regards how they behave and feel toward each other and communicate or cooperate. Number two, an emotionally close friendship. If you share what is passionately burning in your spirit with those who only relate on a casual spiritual level themselves, you will continually be devastated. Spiritual intimacy can only be as deep as those who spend the time in spiritual intimate relationships, waiting and self-examining dialogue with the Father, and in relating to others of a like-minded heart, not easy for busy human life. Philippians 2:1-3 says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. A prophetic word conclusion. Hear me, Christ, the Spirit of holy grace and mercy. I desire to move upon in and through each of you. Not one of you alone can endure the onslaughts of evil by standing aloof and silent. Nor can the most vocal of gifts among you clearly communicate all that I long to express. Until each one is willing to step into the holy place of pure relationship with me and with one another, waiting, crying out, yes, even waiting until I come and refresh, then the generation waiting in the wings will not fully come forward. Until it is branded into your spirits that this era in time is for the saving of the lost, the redeeming of the wasted, and the release of the power of my glory, you will be so very, very frustrated by the heaviness that doggedly harasses your soul. What I ordain, I cover. What I command, I give direction to. Be certain that you have heard what I am saying. I am fully aware of the weariness and fatigue you have been experiencing, heavier than anything you can recall from the past. 1 Peter 4:12 says, do not be just surprised then at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. There are many others globally who are also still wrestling out of the cocoon in new birth and are suffering also. Pray for them. Hellish warfare will be a normal activity in the days ahead, unless you harness the power of consistent prayer and train yourselves in regular gatherings of passion and prayer and worship together, you will shrink back into serious doubt, anxiety, and dread when the trauma of warfare attacks. Give voice to my spirit. Awaken your mute tongue and give voice to my name, my power, and my kingdom solutions. No weapon formed against you will ultimately prosper. My spirit longs to declare wonders, to decree justice, and to destroy darkness with your lips proclaiming from the Spirit. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. Speak out in truth and in praise, and I will step into your midst with the peace you have been craving and groping for. Quickly, enter in before you reflect and exchange ideas. After I am given my rightful place of honor and adoration, then I will speak and give you clear vision and direction. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation. Psalm 5:3. I ask that you would just bow yourself before the Lord and take a few moments to pray and seek his heart and hear what his voice has to say to you today. God bless you.